It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colleges, schools, and child care centers remain hotspots for COVID-19 as outbreaks increase statewide. Lindsay Fent reports.
The Colorado Health Department reported its highest number of single-week outbreaks since the pandemic began. Half of the 58 outbreaks occurred at education facilities and in offices. Colleges have been hit particularly hard. The University of Colorado Boulder has had more than 1,500 COVID-19 cases since the start of its fall semester. The State Health Department also declared that the virus had reached a level of community spread at the Colorado State University campus. It hit a total of 375 cases this week. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
23 people have been indicted for their alleged involvement in a large-scale heroin operation in Metro Denver, according to federal officials. An investigation into the ring started more than a year ago and led to the seizure of more than 70 pounds of heroin, $100,000 in cash, and two firearms. The U.S. Attorney for Colorado says officers have arrested 14 people. Nine others are still at large. State police training academies based in the community college system hope to add racial bias and cultural communication classes to the curriculum. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Currently, there aren't any required courses within the community college training academies that talk about implicit racism or bias in policing, and leaders hope to change that. They want to add the classes by next year for the cadets who want to become law enforcement officers. The move comes amid a statewide and national movement crying for police reform. Racial bias training isn't a requirement yet for the other academies based in law enforcement agencies. But community college officials say they're urging the Police Officers Standards and Training Board to adopt what they're doing so it reaches every future law enforcement officer in Colorado eventually. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.